Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
We're also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more.
Wow.
All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. And what a show we have for you today on a TV theme song Thursday. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm lovely, bro. How are you?
All is good. I'm a little soggy, but other than that, we're doing
just fine.
The holidays are upon us.
The rest of the country does not want to hear anything about bad weather.
What? We're wet here. That's all.
We don't want to hear anything about bad weather in Southern California.
We're so wet, I need a Pamper on today. I mean, that's how wet I am.
Stop. It's frigid out here. We in 30-degree weather.
Is it that cold?
You complain about a little rain. Yeah, it was earlier in the day.
All right. Are you ready for the holidays?
So
you good?
So stop it. Stop it with all that madness. It's 34 degrees at my house.
It's December, Chris, in New Jersey.
I know, but you don't hear me. Oh, it's cold out here. I'm so cold.
We all make choices, you know. Look at that great jacket you have on, that pullover.
I got your birthday, your Christmas present for me.
How's it fit? It looks good. Let me see, Chris, back up a little bit.
Everything is good. I'm loving it. I wore it to work today. The first things first.
Very nice. It looks good. Yeah. Wow.
Yes, it's very nice, man. So thank you.
You're welcome. I know I'm waiting. They said that the gift is on the way.
Your gift is on the way. Elijah and Rob G and Alex, you know.
Wow. Steve DeSager has on his Christmas gift,
Since lunch wasn't enough, you know.
Chris, how'd you know I was a size 12?
Oh, is that right? Is that
what's on the way? Chris?
Okay, good luck, Alex.
See?
You know.
All right, Rob, let me make an announcement. You know, I lead a men's movement called the King Movement. We are having our annual conference, a men's conference, in March 14th
is this
through
a commercial?
The 17th. This is a statement.
Okay.
Make it how you will. March 14th through the 17th in 2024 in Cleveland, Ohio at the Word Church. All men are welcome. Come on out. Going to be a fantastic time. And, Rob, I got to throw this out there. There's a sports element. There is a basketball tournament ages 15 to 34 will be 5-on-5.
You got insurance for everybody?
The winner gets $5,000.
Wow.
I'm sorry, the winning team gets 4,000. The second place gets 1,000.
Nice.
So it's going to be teams from all over, like different parts, different states and everything. And then 3-on-3 is 35 and over, 35 years old and over. And you play 3-on-3, and the winner, Rob, gets $2,500 and $500 for the second place team. So come on out. The conference is going to be great. A lot of good knowledge for you. And then a basketball tournament as well. So a lot of fun. So
all right,
mark that down. March 14th through the 17th, 2024. Cleveland,
keep doing the good stuff for the community.
Thank you. Thank you, man. That's what it's all about. All right, let's introduce the iCouple crew. We got super producer Rob G in the house. We've got on the ones and twos the star of Thursdays, DJ Alex Teichert. Of course, is Teichert's Tower of Trivia in the third hour of the show. We have got on the updates our man Steve DeSager, and on social media, Elijah Sebunya. All right, Rob, let's get into it. Last night, Joel Embiid continued what I got to be honest. It's just a fantastic season. He is playing the best basketball I've ever seen him play. And last night, Rob, against the Minnesota Timberwolves, who were playing the best defense in the league and are one of the best teams now, at least record-wise, Rob, he put 51 points on them, 12 rebounds, 2 steals, 3 assists, and shot 17 for 25 from the floor in a 14-point victory. And it's just been – that's really just a sign of how well he's been playing. He's leading the league and scoring at 35 points a game, almost 12 rebounds a game, 11.8. That's the second best of his career. Career high, Rob, 5.9 assists, dimes, and he's doing it on 54% shooting. And ESPN, you know, they do, Tim Bontemps, one of their writers, always does polls. I think he does 3, Rob G, is it? 3 a year leading up to the MVP voting. And it's substantial because he polls 100 media members, most of them who have a vote. I have a vote, but I'm not in this poll. And 63 of the 100, Rob, voted for Embiid. Of course, remember, Embiid won it last year. Controversially, some thought Jokic should have won. And Embiid looks like he could be headed toward his second one, at least now. It's still early. Things can definitely change. But right now, he's the front runner, at least according to this poll, and I think it's legitimate. And I want to ask you this, Rob. Last year, I voted for Embiid, and I was one of many people that was disappointed by his playoff performance. He had a great regular season, not as great as this one. He averaged 33 points, 10 rebounds versus 35 and 12 this year. But in the playoffs, Rob, that 33 points dropped to 23 points. Those 10 rebounds, I mean, he was close. He was 9.8, 10.2 to 9.8. But his field goal percentage went from 54 to 43. And they, of course, didn't go very far in those NBA playoffs. They got beat in the second round, 7 games by the Boston Celtics. He missed a couple of those games. And so, Rob, I would ask you, do you think his performance in those playoffs and the fact that some people thought he won last year, maybe when he shouldn't have, do you think that should or will affect the voting, maybe should and will affect the voting this year?
It shouldn't, but the way that they voted last year with the, and I'm not saying that he wasn't in the conversation or he didn't deserve the votes. I mean, obviously there were people who thought that he won, but there was a narrative about the Joker last year. Oh, well, he can't win it 3 years in a row. LeBron didn't do it. Michael didn't do it. But look at his postseason. You know, like, right. It was that whole narrative. Right. And it shouldn't count, but it did. And then I think if people really – and then for the Joker to go and have the postseason, one of the postseasons of the ages, Chris, like just destroyed the postseason.
Right.
I think people looked back and said, I think we might have missed this. Like, we were so busy and caught up, and the year that he actually had this great year, you know what I mean, Chris, where he was a shy away from, what was he, a half a rebound from having a triple-double season.
Yeah, and he had, you know, he's toyed with that before. Like, the year before, he actually won it the year before, as you said. That year, he was, last year, you're right, he was close. He was 24.5 points.
Right.
12 rebounds, 9.8 assists. So he was two-tenths of an assist away from averaging a triple-double. And this year, Rob, he's 9.3 assists. So he's like, what, 7-tenths away from averaging a triple-double.
So you got my point.
And he has to be in the race, too.
Right. But last year, I think that people got on to that. And, you know, when we got hurt at the end, he missed some games. And so people went away from him. And I think that they're going to take into consideration, depending on what kind of season, what their record is, Chris, what happens with Philly. Like the thing that could hurt him be to me is getting off to this hot start, right? And these numbers, Chris, if you can't maintain them, it'll seem like you're going the other way, even though that they could still be good numbers. Like, his numbers are so big. 35 a game by February, it could be 30 a game. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it could, and it still would be a great season, don't get me wrong. But I think that could hurt you a little bit as well, where they're so high. But it should be based on what you do during those 82 games. That's really what it should, and not factor in what you did, what you're going to do, all that. That's why we have the finals MVP. For those people who make it to the postseason and can win a championship, those people are rewarded as well. So I think,
well, you know, Rob, I think they should actually award the regular season awards before the playoffs begin, because too many people do get it mixed up, right? And they, like you said, some people, after what Jokic did in the playoffs and what Embiid did in the playoffs,
they were
thinking Jokic should have been the MVP. Well, he was the finals MVP, and he would have been the playoff MVP had they had one, but this is for the regular season. And I just think they should hold a show on TNT where they announce all the winners, and you've got them remotely for interviews. I think it'd be great, just like they do the All-Star game, but it'd be even better. Because then, Rob, people wouldn't even if people know technically it's a regular season award, when you put the award out or announce the winner in the Western Conference Finals or whatever, people get mixed up. And so I think that's how they should do it. But look, I'm a voter, as you know, and I do, obviously the season is a huge part, but it's not, I don't do it in a vacuum, because I think Michael Jordan, Rob, how many years straight could he have won it? You know, that he played. I mean, maybe he could have maybe won 10. LeBron could have won more than 4. And I just think if I think his history should be a part of it. If you didn't just give it to Michael every year because he was the best player in the world for 10 straight years, then you shouldn't give it to Jokic or LeBron or Steph or whoever is the best player. And if somebody else has a stretch run for 7 straight years, because then, you know, when you compare guys, it's skewed. That's my view. Everybody may not share that view. But I think in this case, Rob, Embiid, you know, first of all, he's playing so terrifically. He's playing, his team has a better record than Denver's, which with Jokic. But also, if he were to win it this year, it's only a second straight. It's not, you're not talking about a three-peat. You're not talking about a four-peat. And I don't, like I said, I weigh lower on the list might be something like playoff performance. Like, if he were to win it this year, Rob, and then next year, you know, in the playoffs, same disappointing performance, then that probably would play a role in how I felt the following year. If he were going to get 3 straight, but he bowed out in the second round.
Well, that's
round,
what I'm saying. People could have that feeling now, though, Chris.
They could. They could.
Right? All coming off of last year.
Yep.
And go, yeah, okay, yeah, I've kind of seen him play well during the regular season, but I'm not convinced that, you know what I mean? He's going to play
absolutely
well. So that's the The tough
they
part.
Might not cut it at three, where I was cut it at three.
And they, what if they, where are they record-wise in the East? Where are they
They're in third, but they're only two games out. Right. Boston's first, Milwaukee's second, one game out, and Philly's two games back in their third.
So, like where they are now and the way he's playing, I just think there's a chance that numbers could go down and their placement might dip. And I think that'll change people's minds, too. They already know what he's doing, which is pretty incredible considering
Denver's interesting, Rob. I think they're doing what a lot of – I mean, they're playing well. They're 19-10, third in the West.
But still, they're not trying to get the best record. They're not trying to kill themselves.
And that has an impact. Remember when LeBron was his second go-round in Cleveland, he wasn't trying to win 60 games, you know, and that impacted – because their team didn't, like, max out in the regular season, he didn't get – win any MVPs. And that could, you know, happen with Jokic – if their team, you know, finished third or fourth in the West, people look at that as, oh, they didn't go all out, you know. So it'll be interesting. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We want to throw it out to you. Should Joel Embiid's performance in last year's playoffs or the fact that many think Jokic was the rightful MVP last year, should and will that have an impact on his MVP candidacy this year? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, folks, on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. 877-99 on Fox. Joel Embiid is playing the best basketball of his career. Do you think his MVP run, though, could be derailed by what happened last year in the playoffs? Or last year, by him and by Jokic in the playoffs last year?
Yeah, no, and it could work that way, Chris. I think that that's fair, that Jokic could get a bump when people go, hey, this dude, he had a tremendous season. Didn't overdo it, and now he's going to go off in the playoffs like he did last year.
Absolutely.
And it could help him. Let's start with Rich in Washington. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Rich?
Hey, thanks, gentlemen. I love your show.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
Hey, back to you, man. Hey, I'm making coconut macaroons now. Too,
nice.
So, you know, we're here.
All right.
But, hey, you know, Embiid and Jokic did great last year, but Embiid will do much better in the playoffs this year. You know why? There's no James Harden to help him out, man. He'll be a lot better. Bada bing, bada boom. See you guys.
No, you know, he's been better in the regular season. I'm not going to put it on Harden, Rob, because it wasn't just last year. I mean, Jakes has not been as good in the playoffs as he has in the regular season. But he's been great this year without Harden. So
what's crazy is we don't hear the Harden noise anymore, Chris. That kind of died down, didn't it? Like,
I mean, right now, Rob, it looks like it was good for both teams. You know,
I'm just
right
saying,
now.
But the Clippers are, what, 9 in a
Clippers
row?
Clippers are playing great, man. But so are the Sixers, man. Sixers look good.
Danny in Ontario, you're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. I'm assuming that's Ontario, California. Canada.
Nah, it's Ontario, Canada, man.
My man. Okay. You know, I love Canada.
I'm trying to get a real fast pick. It's going to cost me a lot of money, international call. Joel Embiid, last time I checked, he's the only MVP in the history of the game to never play in the conference final. He's about to turn 30 years old, right? So, guys, for the last 2 or 3 years, he's been either number one, number two in the MVP conversation, but there's one thing never changed, is that he never translates all that to the playoffs. So it doesn't move us anymore in the regular season. And then when we think about Giannis, Durant, LeBron, they already had a great playoff run before they won their first MVP. So if Embiid wins another MVP this year, and doesn't go to the final or conference final, he will have 2 MVP and never play in the conference final. It's going to look very, very bad.
That's a great stat. Did you know that, Chris?
I knew he hadn't been. I think he's the only
MVP to not be in a conference finals, huh?
Now he didn't go back as far as Jordan, but Jordan, I don't think I got to check, but I don't know that he had been to a conference final when he won his first MVP. I think he won it in his, I don't know if it was the fourth year, maybe. But we'll check.
They're all fuzzy, yeah. Brandon in Riverside, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, B?
What's good, gentlemen? What's going on, man?
Doing
What's
great.
Up, man?
What's going on, gentlemen?
But I think he should, I don't want it to affect him of his performance in the past. Last year, he should just get judged, you know, for what he's doing this season. But I can't see how some people can hold it against him because he, you know, as of right now, he doesn't show up in the playoffs run. But as of right now, he's playing his butt off. He doesn't have Harden like the previous caller said. He doesn't have Harden. That can help him. That can really help him because I believe the voters will look at that. They'll take a strong look at that he doesn't have a solid second person with him, and he's bringing his team through the season just to get into the playoffs. And if they could say a higher seed, that would help them out. But, I hang up and listen, man.
Well, they heard Jokic last year that –
Yeah, he Joker hadn't done much in the playoffs
and people frowned on
right.
him.
That's a great point.
I mean,
and again, he had two, but still, it did work against him
with some people.
Jordan, Rob, Jordan won his first MVP in his fourth year. To that point, he had never won a playoff series. He had only won one playoff game. By that point. And then that year, his team was beaten in 5 games in the second round by the Pistons. So now that was just his first one, not his second one, but that was his first one. So, and again, he was much younger in terms of his career than Embiid is at this point, but he was in his fourth season. All right. Chris Perkins, Miami Dolphins columnist for the Sun Sentinel.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Is a columnist who covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel, friend of the show, Chris Perkins. Chris, what's up, bro? Welcome.
Fellas, what's up? Tyreek for MVP, baby. Tyreek for MVP.
There you go with that. There you go with that home cooking. With that home cooking. Would you stop with all that?
Hey, and quickly, I mean, do you think, and you know how the voting works, I mean, he's having a great year, obviously. And I think if he gets to 2,000, he's in the running. But do you think last week when they scored 30 on what people viewed as a pretty good defensive team, 30-0 over the Jets, yeah, that hurt his case?
Well, here's the thing. Now, I got to see more from the Dolphins. I got to see more from Tua. I got to see more from this offense. The offense scored 3 touchdowns last week, but they were, you know, a couple of them were set up very easily. The same thing in the Tennessee game when Tyreek played very little. So, you know, they got set up last week by special teams and by the defense a couple of times. So I think that Tyreek is the most talented player on that team. If he gets to the 2,000, he'll do it in 16 games, just like Megatron did, because Tyreek missed the game. But I don't think Tyreek has a chance. I think the voters look at, you know, who are the best teams, who are their quarterbacks, and that's who we're going to give it to. Christian McCaffrey and Tyreek Hill, unfortunately, don't have a chance at MVP.
Yeah, I just saw, who was it, Tom Brady who picked Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah, I mean, he kind of said that's his favorite. He didn't fully, but yeah.
But I mean, that was who he was saying that's his favorite for MVP. Yeah, we know it's turned into basically a quarterback award. How big is this game coming up? Obviously, Dallas got embarrassed against Buffalo, and Miami hasn't beaten anybody over 500. Do they need to win this game?
Yeah, they do need to win this game. And you know, look, this is the thing that goes back to last year, and people get pissed off when I bring up last year. But against teams that made the playoffs last year, the Dolphins are 4-9. And then that includes the games this year that they played against the Chargers and won, that they played against the New York Giants and won. But it also includes the games against Buffalo that they lost, Philly that they lost, Kansas City that they lost. Last year they lost to Buffalo twice. Last year they lost to San Francisco. Last year they lost to the Chargers. Last year they lost to Minnesota. Last year they lost to Cincinnati. It's a long list. So I need to see really in this last three group of games for the Dolphins, because they play Dallas on Sunday, at Baltimore on New Year's Eve, and then they finish at home against Buffalo. And they got to go 2-1 in these games for playoff seeding, to win the AFC East, and for their confidence. You can't just keep going through and saying we're a good team and then you lose to the other good teams that you play. Eventually, you've got to break through. Dallas has the same problem. They have beaten Philly this year, so a little pressure is off of them. But look, Dallas is 3-4 on the road. If they have to play a road game away from Arlington in the playoffs, they're in trouble. Same thing with the Dolphins. If they have to play a road playoff game, they're in trouble. So the Dolphins need that number one seed. They definitely need to win the AFC East. So Sunday is the least, you know, because it's an NFC game. So for tiebreaker purposes, they kind of get a break. But, yeah, Rob, they do. They do need to win this game Sunday.
Yeah, I'm with you. Look, I think the Dolphins are a fine team. You know, their record's legit. But I don't consider them like a legitimate Super Bowl contender. I think there's 5 of them. It's the Niners, the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Ravens, and the Chiefs. Now, maybe the Dolphins will show us otherwise. Like you said, over this 3-game stretch, if they win 2 of them, I'll be impressed, and maybe I'll think otherwise. But right now, I think they're a notch below those. I think they're kind of like a Detroit, and they're a notch below those top-tier teams. Let me ask you about Tua. I'm sure you saw, you may have even been there, the press conference where he said, you know, he doesn't keep receipts. And then he went on for a few minutes about how he keeps receipts.
And I was wondering, you know what I mean?
Some people thought what he said was like a bad sign. Like this dude lacks confidence. And I didn't really take it that way, but how did you take what he said?
I took it like this, that Tua, you're right. Tua said, out of one side of his mouth, he said, you can give all the credit to Tyreek, the credit to Jalen Waddle. You can give all the credit to Raheem Mostert. I couldn't care less. On the other side of his mouth, he said, I keep receipts.
Right.
But which is it? It can't be
right.
both.
Right.
It can't be both. You know what I think it is that Tua is genuinely a nice guy. He's genuinely a guy who's not always on social media, not always consumed with his image and what people think of him. However, think about it like this. Ever since he was at Alabama, well, Saban made him. Devontae Smith made him. Jalen Waddle made him. That defense made him. He had this. He had that. But he gets into the NFL those 2 years under Brian Flores. He does nothing. Tyreek Hill comes. And Mike McDaniel comes, and now he's balling again. Tua's sick of hearing all this mess. He says he doesn't hear it. He hears it. Obviously, he hears it. He's sick of hearing it. And so this was his way of lashing out and saying, you know, I know y'all are talking about me, and I'm keeping receipts. So if I win the Super Bowl, I'm throwing it back in your face. So that Tua,
well, we won't have to right. we won't have to worry about that being thrown back in our face. I ain't worried about that.
That's real.
I mean, come on, Chris. We ain't worried about that. But I the one thing I will say, and I've Chris and I, we talk about this, is, you know, the problem with Tyreek and when receivers like Calvin Johnson and who was the other receiver? I always forget. What is his name? Thomas in New Orleans,
Michael
Chris?
Thomas.
Michael Thomas, right. Those guys, Michael Thomas, I don't think got any MVP votes, and Cooper Kupp got one, and he put up almost had a triple crown and wide receiving and all that, is because somebody has to get you the ball too. And I think that's where the issue comes in on receivers. So I just don't see where they're going to overlook. You can't throw yourself the ball, and it doesn't take away that he's had a tremendous year, but somebody's getting you the football.
Well, you know what? Here's my view on that. That look, for Tyreek's purposes, and I think the year that Megatron got 2,000, I think Adrian Peterson rushed for 2,000, if I'm not mistaken.
Was that 2012?
Was that the same year? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. Anyway, but Tyreek Hill is the best player on the Dolphins. He's the most important player on the Dolphins. I understand Tua has to get him the ball, and, you know, I understand Matt Stafford had to get the ball to Cooper Kupp and everything like that. I understand Brock Purdy is the quarterback in San Francisco, but look, McCaffrey is the key to that team, to that offense, I think. Tyreek is definitely the key to the Dolphins' offense. Here's what I say about the Dolphins' offense is that Mike McDaniel and Tua make it go, but Tyreek makes it feared. Like, you don't really fear Tua and Jalen Waddle and Raheem Mostert when Tyreek is out there. Now it's like, uh-oh. All right, now everybody is on edge. So I do think that. Yeah, and yeah. Here's the other thing.
Well, I think that the bigger picture, too, and I know usually you don't get the blame, but the same thing we talk about with the Dolphins haven't beaten anybody, you know, I think that hurts him as well. The same way it hurts Dak. The reason that a lot of GMs and front office people said, yeah, Dak's having a great year. When he does it against a good team and they win, get back to us. And I think that hurts what Tyreek has done as well. I do.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think there's a lot of truth to that. And I think that, you know, probably the further the Dolphins go, the more credit Tua is going to get because he's the quarterback,
agreed.
Even though I think Tyreek is the better player. I'll also say this. Yeah, you guys tell me if you agree with me. I don't have the Dolphins in the Super Bowl, but I think that they're in the second tier of teams to me. I've got Philly, San Francisco, and Kansas City in the top tier, and I know that's NFC, AFC. In that second tier, I have Miami, Baltimore, Detroit, the other teams. But I think that everybody is wonderfully flawed. Miami and Dallas, they don't beat top teams, right? Baltimore, no lead is safe. San Francisco had a three-game losing streak. Philly is kind of slumping right now.
I'll disagree with you with Baltimore. I think their defense can win a Super Bowl, and the numbers, we've gone over it. the numbers have been unbelievable with what they've done. And they have a 6-2 record against teams over 500.
They've blown leads, and, though.
They have. Fourth, but they've also, lead. And the five of their six wins.
Game, to be honest.
Yeah, five of their six wins against the good teams have been by two touchdowns or more. So when they they beat you.
Before you go, quickly, because we're up against it. Miami with Tua as far as contract, like, is that guaranteed that he's going to be back, you know, with a big deal, or is that still up in the air?
They still got it. They picked up his fifth year option. A contract extension is still up in the air. I've still got to see him play this entire 17 game season. I know he's played 14, but let's see him play the whole thing, and then let's go to it. But he's going to get a huge, huge contract. They've got a lot of contracts coming up. Jalen Waddle, Jalen Phillips, Rob Hunt, Connor Williams. And so they're probably going to have to go to Teron Armstead and Tyreek Hill and some of those guys and get a little bit of money back just to, you know, pay them, write out some checks and bonuses, or else, that, you know, the clock is ticking financially on this team, right. And Tua is going to take a big chunk out of that.
All right, Chris, thanks, man. Great stuff. Merry Christmas
Happy holidays.
To you and your family,
yes.
Brother.
All right, Chris.
All right, fellas. All right, let's do it again. Appreciate it.
Yep. All right, more iCouple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, folks, on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Today is time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Yes, Shekel City last night, Chris, a little 3-0 action. People making some Christmas money on Shekel City, 3-0.
All right.
Man, my man Alex is on the money today. Let's just rock out. Give me the money shot. That's right. All right. Here we go. I know you haven't heard this in a long time. Pistons -2.5 is my best bet hosting the Jazz. Good. Do we have a score update, Chris? Can you see?
I do not have it.
Okay.
On.
Okay. All right.
I'll check
All right.
It.
No problem. I'll check that out while I'm still talking. I'm going to take the Saints.
50-43, the Jazz.
What? Are you serious?
Halfway through the second quarter, yes.
Don't worry about it. The Pistons come back. They roll by 10.
Kelly Olynyk is getting busy.
Whatever.
11 points. He's got 11 points. Yeah.
How many points does the late Mark Eaton have?
Oche Agbaji with 13 off the bench.
The Pistons are so bad that Mark Eaton has 20 points.
Oh, my gosh. The Pistons.
Let's do this. Saints plus four, Chris, tonight in L.A. against the Rams. I'm taking the Saints.
To win outright?
Yep, but plus 4 points. I'll take that, too. But I think the Saints win tonight. And I'm taking the Clippers without Kawhi, plus 6.5. They're on the road against the Thunder with their 9-game winning streak on the line. It's going to be a tough one, but I'll take the 6.5.
It's a good game.
And even if they lose by 3 or 4, I'll still cover. So remember, tonight, Pistons minus 2.5. Plenty of time. Don't sweat it. Plenty of time. Pistons minus 2.5. Saints plus 4, and the Clippers plus 6.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Rob, I was going to ask you. I think your bet that the Saints win tonight tells me what I need to know. But I was going to say, if the Rams win tonight, do you think they are for real? And I don't mean – I'll give you my answer quick. Not a contender. I do not think they can win the NFC. But if they win tonight, they would be 8-7. And I think they would – look, I think the top tier of the NFC is San Francisco, Philadelphia, Dallas. Everybody else is below them. But I think the Rams would be – if they win and get in, could be as dangerous as any of those other teams like Detroit. If that was a first-round matchup, I think that'd be a tough one for the Lions. What do you think – you know, obviously the Rams, Stafford's playing well now. You got Sean McVay, who we know is a good coach. And they still have some of those players that won that Super Bowl. So I do think if they get in and keep playing well, that's the key too. They got to keep playing well, that they could be dangerous, but not dangerous enough to beat one of those top three teams.
No, I look at them as if they might get in because of, you know, the NFL and the added playoff spot, and they would lose in the first round. I don't think
so
that
much.
I don't think they
could play with Detroit.
I don't think that much of them. In Detroit, no, they could lose that game. In Detroit.
Well, could, of course.
Yeah, no, they would lose the game, I think. Okay.
You're a believer in your Lions.
No, I'm not a believer. I'm just not a believer in
the
Rams. 7-7, I'm not buying the Rams as if they got something going. And I know they've won of late. But
they
the big
four
game,
their last five, yeah, but the big game, any good team.
That's what I mean. The big game that they had to win, Chris, and they had Baltimore on the ropes, and they didn't beat them. That was the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna hold it against them that they didn't beat Baltimore.
No, but if you're gonna be one of those teams, if you're gonna beat teams in the playoffs,
I don't mean the Baltimore is a legit Super Bowl.
No, I know, but they were ahead. They had that game. Go back and that game was winnable.
I was watching it. That was because Baltimore was bugging, but they've been playing well. We'll see what happens tonight. I think it's going to be an interesting game. We got 2 hours left. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. You know what to do. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.